Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1alvinii. Again, facebook.com/purpose1alvinii. Ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithh3@gmail.com. I may choose to cover a few over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. Here's what I have for you today. This episode is going to be called I'd Rather It Be Toilet Paper. I really seriously rather it be toilet paper. So what am I talking about? Well, there's news going around social media and unfortunately increasingly more credible sources that here in the United States, we're having an issue with one of our major pipelines for our fuel supply, gasoline. Liquid gold that helps us to move to and from throughout our cities. There's pictures popping up. All kind of crazy stuff. People filling up little tanks and people filling up massive tanks, ridiculously massive tanks, because of the anticipation of the shock that may come from this alleged shortage. It's still too early right now to tell whether this is something being blown up across the internet over, or if this is a legitimate crisis that we are facing. But it got me thinking, and of course it got me willing to prepare the best that I can for something like that. But that's why I say I'd rather it be toilet paper, because last year, a little bit before this time, there was literally a panic over toilet paper to the point many people went to stores and bought up all of the toilet paper, which toilet paper is a practical commodity, but at the same time, of all the things that we could panic over, it happened. There was a panic over toilet paper, and toilet paper needs spiked. So this one, if proven to be very serious, is a notch above that. Because now, with toilet paper, it's more of a personal home issue. Gasoline, that becomes a social issue. There's so much that could play out around this whole scenario if it's true. But let's look at the alternative. What if it's not true? What if it was just some badly written, badly placed information, an article here, an article there, and it went viral and caught up, and now we are facing more of the demons of our fear and panic than it actually being what it's been touted to be. That is the issue. That is what we do not know right now. But either way, the outcome, which is basically people trying to be smart in survival mode and going on ahead and buying up basically as much gas as they possibly can, and basically drying out all the gas stations for right now. I can't be mad. Can't blame them. Most people, you know, just the regular class people, know or only have so much information at a given time, and they work with the information that's best given to them. And when you are post pandemic and life has the normal has shifted so drastically, well, it can breed a situation in which you are trying to basically be ahead of your fellow man on information and action so that you can make things easier for your personal life situation and family's life situation. So here we are. And as of the recording of this podcast, we will see within a few days how drastic or how powerful that information is. Of course, I reached out to my personal circle and gave them a heads up, but I gave them a heads up with the admonition. I really hope this is not as serious as it's being tied to be. I'd rather it just be a big farce or nothing burger. Because it affects so much. I mean, it affects everything. The cost of everything, from the source and supply of groceries and goods to each city in the market. It's like the it's such an integral part of logistics that disruption, especially during this time with a higher population than the 70s, because we had a similar situation in the 70s where there was a limited supply of gasoline and people had to line up in lines in order to get the gas and things like that. And we had more people, we had more infrastructure, we have more everything right now. So just thinking ahead, man, if this thing is real, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. But logistics of all kinds of things, you know, supplies to maintain, supplies to build, food, everything. It's not like that we don't have gasoline dry all night. The issue is, if this thing is true, our ability to move the supply to the places that it's needed is drastically compromised. How this becomes again one of the scenarios like the toilet paper. You're simply trying to, unfortunately, be ahead of the next man and find places that have nice sources so that you could set yourself up right. Really, after this, it now becomes probably a part of our ability to just have our own personal reserves. In times before, we were conditioned to have just enough in this modern society, and we have to get back to having real tangible reserves of everything, from reserves, you know, in your finances to reserves, food, water, Reserves now, of course, you know, especially in a highly mobile society, reserves in your gasoline. Oh, because you had to pay for them one way or another. You, even if you don't use your own vehicle, the Ubering situation. But the Ubering situation is severely reduced because of the health tolerance level of those people who designated themselves or were Uber drivers, but think it's too much of a risk because of the cross intermingling between strangers. Very interesting times we live in. Ladies and gentlemen, be well, be safe, and as much as you possibly can in times like this, keep a cool head, be as rational as possible. These situations also, I just reminded myself, these situations also just also reveal the core personality and core emotional states of the individual. So, just like with the toilet paper thing, you'll see what people are willing to do for their own personal sense of security, and what that and the commodity that they try to obtain is a very good proxy to what they think about their lives, or how they think about the stability of their lives. Also, how they think about their fellow man or woman in the community when it comes down to surviving. And just like with the person you saw with the two baskets full of toilet paper before they set limits on toilet paper. If this thing reaches a psychological fever pitch, you will see that also with the people in the gasoline. The only saving, I guess, a saving grace is that much of our economy has shifted from working home and things like that. But then it depends upon how prepared the people at the homes are, because again, the gasoline affects the gig economy and the mobile services where people bring you food, people bring you items, you know, for your home use and things like that too. It's going to be interesting. Keep a cool head on all these things. I still really wish it was toilet paper. It just seems much more manageable whenever it gets out of place. Worst case scenario, toilet paper. There's always napkins. There's always wet wipes. There are in that scenario, given that there's plenty of fuel to move around. There's, you know, washcloths, things like that to take care of your toilet paper needs. But this is a different day. And I'm about to step out and see what's going on. If I start seeing lines around gas stations and I start seeing bags on the gas station covers, then I'll know one or two things. It was real, or the emotional weight around it was real enough that people started to take action in the name of survival. So we'll see how this saga turns out for the coming week. But right now, until next time, this has been Real Talk with AH3. And until next time. Peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.